Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Hello, everyone. It's Charmaine Hammond with Positive Radio. You know, there's so many organizations out there that are doing incredible work. One of my favorite organizations is Some Other Solutions. They're in Fort McMurray, Alberta, Canada. And today we've got Izzy Castillo on the phone with us. And she's going to be talking about a wonderful resource called 211. You're going to hear all about what it is, how it can help you if you're a parent, an employer, an employee, a community member looking where to find help in your community, and today we'll be featuring how this service can help you in Fort McMurray in Wood Buffalo region. Welcome to the show, Izzy.
Thank you for having me here to talk about 211.
I'm really excited about this because 211's a great resource. So tell us what it is. What's 211?
Well, 211 has been in Wood Buffalo for a year now. It's a great service that's been in a lot of different provinces. 211 is an information and referral service. So it's an easy number, just dialing 211, that you can get connected to a full range of social, health, and government services that we have in the community. So it's free if anyone were to call it. It's great because it's operated 24 hours,
wow,
7 days a week. It's operated by an information referral specialist who you're talking to a real person, so you will be talking to an operator. You get linked to a lot of different resources in the community.
Having lived in Fort McMurray before, Izzy, as you know, there's lots of people who are coming into the community. They've moved with their family. They've got a fine school and housing and employment and all of that. Is 211 a service that could help a new community member get grounded and get familiar with all the services they'll need?
It's a great service, especially for anyone who's new to the community, because there's a lot of great resources that we have here. And often maybe those individuals might feel like there's not a lot in the community that's offered, but 211 is a great way to direct people to the services that they may not be aware of that we have here.
Wonderful. And I know that's a real challenge for people when they move. We get used to what services we access in our own community or region or province, and then we go to another province and everything is called something different. And and so why else would people want to use 211?
Many people who possibly are looking for, let's just say, volunteer opportunities. There's a lot of volunteer opportunities in organizations in Wood Buffalo, but if a volunteer were to just call 211, they would be able to get that information as to what kind of volunteer opportunities are available and at what organization is that available at. To even service organizations who, they've been in the community for a long time, but their services aren't being promoted as much,
right,
211 can direct people to it. So a lot of residents in Wood Buffalo will be able to access those services that they weren't familiar with in the beginning. So it really helps service organizations, professionals, you know, referring clients to the service that they were not too strong in knowing what services we have here.
Right.
They'll be able to give this nice, like, 211 Wood Buffalo pocket guide that we have in the community that can give them just, you know, the top resources that are referred often.
Oh, that's excellent. You know, Izzy, one of the things that I was thinking is you mentioned that this isn't just a computer service where people go into a database on a computer and find the information themselves. They can actually talk to a real person. Who are these real people?
They're information and referral specialists. They're individuals who are trained as crisis workers and also information referral specialists that they look at a situation, assess it, and they really narrow it down to linking them to the best available services that we have in the community. A lot of people might wonder, is it an operator, but it's a real person that you can actually explain your situation to and get the help you need on your own terms. It's a nice personal touch about 2-1-1 that not a lot of people are aware of, but they are really trained individuals who are taking the calls, and they can are well equipped to refer people to a lot of services.
Wow, that's a really important added feature, because I would imagine that there are times that people are looking for a service in the community, Wood Buffalo, for example, and they are in distress, or their stress level is pretty high, or their situation feels desperate. So the fact that they can actually talk to a real person who was also skilled and trained, I think is a really positive benefit.
Oh, and especially with a lot of organizations, they run on the regular business hours.
Mm-hmm.
The 2-1-1, this is someone they can actually talk to and get referrals from that are past the outside of like the office hours that we usually have. So because 2-1-1 being a 24-hour service.
Wow.
And it's confidential, so individuals who might be fearing that their information is going to be given to other people, this is something that they can keep in mind when calling, that all the stuff that they're going to be talking about is very confidential on the line.
That's fantastic. What a great way to get connected to the services you need and quickly. Izzy, is there a cost for 2-1-1? Like if I was to call on a weekend and I know I can get access to this live person, am I getting a Visa bill or having to pay by PayPal or anything?
No. No, it's actually a free. It can be accessed at no cost for anyone calling the service by just dialing 2-1-1.
And what an easy number to remember. We're trained all through life, 911 for emergency, 911. So 2-1-1, what an easy number to remember whenever you need help in finding the right resource. You know, one of the things that I was thinking about when I was listening to you, Izzy, is that I do a lot of work, as you know, with corporations and human resource professionals and people in workplaces that are actually having to make referrals for their employee who might need help, whether it's mental health services or financial. I can see that 2-1-1 Wood Buffalo could be so helpful to employers as well in terms of getting their employees the support they need in the community.
It helps anyone, benefits anyone from all ages, different backgrounds, and different needs. Anyone who, from, you know, someone who might be in a personal, going through a difficult time in their life or a crisis situation, to, you know, as a community as a whole, that if we were to go through a community crisis, 2-1-1 is really some place people can really reach at.
Right. Now, in your opinion, Izzy, why would you say 2-1-1 works? Because I know from talking to you, it really does work. Why does it work?
It works because it's really just one place, like a single access point someone can really go to and get that targeted help. So often there's this individual where to get referred to a whole bunch of different organizations, but let's just say that some of those organizations are not really eligible for that individual. 2-1-1 really helps narrow it down and actually refer people to the right services.
I think that's key, because in this day of technology where, you know, you call a number and they say, press 4 to get through this line, then you press 4 and you got to press 2 and you've got to press another number. And I've been on different sort of help features with different businesses that I can't get to the resource I need. I love what you're saying, that 2-1-1 is just really simple for people and that anyone could navigate through it easily.
And it reduces just anyone's frustration or confusion that they might be going through, or just they're having a stressful time in their life. By just calling that number, it just really narrows, it kind of diffuses that for the caller.
Right. Right.
So that they can just get that information that they really need and not have to go through a whole bunch of different people to get to that one place.
Yeah, and in a time of stress, I think anything we can do to make people's process and navigation easier, the better for them. Now, I know when you and I were talking, Izzy, you were talking about the importance of making sure that organizations in Wood Buffalo are actually listed on 2-1-1, and it's really clear to me now why it's so important for them to be listed. How would an organization who's not yet on 2-1-1 go about getting on 2-1-1?
They would get in touch with me. So I'm the information referral assistant here in Wood Buffalo, so I really seek to get people included in the service. They can email me at my email at some of the solutions at mentor.izzy, at SomosSolutions.ca, and I can get in touch with them and give them an inclusion form.
Great.
Once they complete that inclusion form, they will be going through the process to see if they can be listed on the service.
Super. And it sounds like everything with 211, it's just been made really easy for the agencies to get listed as well.
Yeah, it's really easy for them. They just complete one form, and we kind of go through the process of seeing if they are eligible. And if they are, they get listed into the service right away, and then we keep in touch with them every year to get that information updated.
Great. Yeah, and I guess that's key, making sure that the agencies, organizations always have that accurate current information up there on 211.
Oh, yeah, we want to make sure everything's accurate for the callers who are getting this information. So it's very important for service organizations to keep their information up to date.
Perfect. So, folks, we've been talking to Izzy Castillo with some of the solutions. She's also with 211 Wood Buffalo. She's the information and referral assistant for 211. She's also the youth worker, a mentor with some of their solutions. Now, I know Izzy had mentioned you can find them on the web at ab.211, that's the numbers, 211.ca. They've also got an incredible Facebook page. I really suggest you go and follow the 211 Wood Buffalo Facebook page because there's great information. And, of course, they're on Twitter. They love to tweet, and that's at 211WB, which stands for Wood Buffalo. And I'd really encourage you all to go over to someothersolutions.ca. They've got fantastic information about crisis intervention, prevention, postvention, all the services they offer, and, of course, 211. Izzy, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about 211?
Yeah, I just wanted to give some examples when you asked me earlier, but this is something that I want to put out there about who really benefits for the service.
Yes, tell us.
just some examples would be a son seeking transportation for his aging parents.
Mm.
To, you know, a laid-off employee wanting to find out about employment insurance, a teenager attempting to deal with school or social issues, to a mother asking to enroll her daughter into a soccer camp, let's just say, to a recent immigrant seeking help with language problems, to someone looking for volunteer opportunities either in camps or children's literacy programs. Those are just major ones. It's not just the basic needs that people might be wanting information about, but also recreational type of stuff that we have in our community, to just finding some information how to access transportation.
Wow. It really is a comprehensive database of anything anyone would need service-wide to live in Wood Buffalo.
It really goes into all the sectors that many people might be wanting information about in our community.
Wow. Well, I love this service, and I think back to the days when I had my business up in Fort McMurray, and we were making tons of referrals, and it was almost before the internet. So we were using the old yellow pages and sort of pamphlets and knowing who you know, and it took time, and often it was inaccurate information. And I think that's such a unique feature about 211 Wood Buffalo, is that it's current information, it's relevant information. And it's so, so easy to get to. Wow. It sounds great.
It's great just because it gives a lot of people not just a number about an organization, but very detailed information to be part of that, to go to that program. You need to be, is there a cost to it, to their hours they operate, to all the programs they offer. So it really gives a lot of people a lot of information that they may not be able to access to just looking at a poster in the community.
Right. Well, Izzy, I'm so glad you came to talk with us today about 211 Wood Buffalo. I really believe it's a service that can help so many people, and I just see the benefits for the service providers in the community using this as their referral source when they're making referrals for clients, when they're getting their employees to the right place, the right service. It's just a desktop service that we can use from everywhere, even through our cell phone.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Izzy.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Folks, we've been talking with Izzy with 211 Wood Buffalo. You can find them on the web at ab.211.ca. You can also find them on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, go on over and visit someothersolutions.ca. You know, I love talking about the importance of connecting people to the resources they need. And I always wonder, how are we doing that corporately? How are we making sure that we connect our employees and perhaps even our employee families to the resources that they need? What are we doing to make sure that if our employees are in need of help, counseling, advice, and other services, that we can support them in a way that still respects their privacy and confidentiality, but gets them there quicker? You know, as a speaker that has gone into hundreds of workplaces around the world, and I've worked with thousands and thousands of people, I've seen firsthand how family issues, financial issues, personal issues can be brought into the workplace and can really affect a person's productivity, their performance, and certainly the team. And a lot of organizations are doing a stellar job with their employee family assistance programs, EFAP, or with bringing in training and facilitation and team building. That's one incredible way to support your staff. Another way as well is to make sure that in your lunchroom, perhaps on your bulletin board, or I've actually seen it in bathrooms in workplaces where they have a poster of where to get resources. And actually, Fort McMurray is a great example. When Izzy was talking about 211, Some Other Solutions has a poster called We Can Help, and it has all of the key service providers in the community broken down by topic: financial, recreational, counseling, crisis intervention. And what I love is I've actually gone into workplaces in the community to provide training and speaking for them, and they have the posters in the lunchroom. That's what I'm talking about, making sure that here's Toby in the background squeaking his toy of agreement. He agrees with what we're saying. And, you know, when you can provide information in a way that's discreet but available, you would probably be surprised at how many people access the resources. Izzy gave it a super example of talking about when people move to a new community. We saw that all the time when I lived in Fort McMurray, an influx of people coming into the community. And one of the challenges that a lot of my corporate clients were facing is employees who are excited to be with their new job and to be part of the community, but not necessarily aware of where to go for what they need. And by providing information, you can actually help your employees get the services they need, reduce their stress, support their family, and it's simply by providing information. One company that I worked with, they were in the safety industry. I thought they did a fabulous job of bringing in resources. Every month they had a lunch and learn, and they actually turned it into kind of a team building exercise. They rotated the bringing in of lunch, so each team or each department would take a responsibility for that on rotating months. And every month at this lunch and learn, they would bring in a different community resource, sometimes two or three, and they'd have half an hour, and each of these agencies would take 10, 15 minutes to talk about their organization and their services. They would provide pamphlets or handouts or magnets, something that the employees could take away. Now, the other reason this was so helpful, and I heard this firsthand from the company owners and the employees, is that I was hearing things like, you never know when you'll need that service. Or I heard things like, I don't need this service, but oh my gosh, my brother-in-law is struggling financially, and this is the help that I can give him, giving him this contact number. Please remember to make it easy for your employees to find help. It will positively impact your business. Woo-hoo-hoo, we're a week and a bit away from going on our Million Acts of Kindness tour, August 30th. August 30th, we head out 10,000 miles across North America with one mission, and that's to improve the world through kindness. We have had such incredible support on this tour. I'm going to need a whole radio show to thank everybody. So what I've decided to do is actually break up my thanks over the shows. And today I want to shout out the Original Poop Bags. They have been a partner for our last few tours. We love their product. We go through a lot of poop bags with Toby, and they've given us a number of poop bags, not only for Toby's use, but also for us to share with families along the tour route, and I love this, and to do community cleanups. We're really looking forward to coming to Red Deer on September 3rd, because that is one of the communities we're doing a big community cleanup. Poop bags, we love you, and your support has been phenomenal. Another partner that I want to thank is Carolyn Ellis with Brilliance Mastery. She created this graphic, and if you've been on our Facebook pages, our social media, you've seen it. She describes this tour, which has many moving parts, in one graphic image. The reason I also want to share this is that the work that she does is graphic note-taking. When she works with clients for strategic planning or team building, she charts the notes through this beautiful graphic image. And I have seen the results of that. It's powerful. And I know our sponsors and people that we're meeting with about the tour really appreciate this graphic because it sums up everything we're doing over a four-month period in one graphic. Thank you, Carolyn. We so appreciate what you're doing to support us. And I also want to thank two partners today. I am just happy dancing for the last few days at Team Toby. Our whole team is, we want to send some big, big Team Toby love to Fraser Way RV. They have come on and have sponsored our RV, the Toby Kindness with Beale. And, you know, this just makes our tour so incredible. This allows us to do kindness stops along the way and to travel in a way that allows us to learn about taking your business on the road, literally. The RV will be our office. Thank you, Fraser Way RV. This is just exceptional. And I also want to thank TELUS. TELUS has been our phone provider for 21 years. When we moved to Alberta, we got hooked up with them for our business and our personal use and our cell phones and everything else technology related. And they have worked with Fraser Way RV to outfit our RV with everything we need for technology so we can live stream to you. We'll actually be doing this radio show live from the RV. That's going to be so cool. Thank you, TELUS. We love your product. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and this is going to make a whole new dimension for the tour. And I also want to thank Canadian Traveler Magazine. You've heard me talk about them on the show before. Here's the challenge. Everyone has a bucket list. What's your bucket list? Where do you want to travel? Go to CanadianTraveler.com. Thank you all for listening and following. Until next week, let's be kind to one another.